Hello, my name is Vicky Adams, and this is an extract from my story, Default Settings. The CD player is full of what appear to be crumbs. What happened here? I ask, but Sue doesn't reply, so I look up at the ceiling for a moment to gather myself, then switch through the settings to radio. Oh no, says Sue. I don't like that one. She drifts over to the window and tries to kick her shoes off. The girl last week explained to me what they do with the laces, a sort of metal loop that grips the knot and the bow. Would spend all day retying their shoes otherwise, she said, shrugging one shoulder up to her ear like she was balancing a phone. What's wrong with slip-ons? I asked. Or Velcro? They're just not the same. Don't you think the laces look smarter? Besides, it helps minimise the items of clothing lost out in the gardens. She's right about them looking smarter. Grown up. I'd never be so patronising to use the word dignified, but still. Put together is the phrase, perhaps. Today, Sue is in a yellow button-down blouse I don't recognise, and her maroon skirt. She likes to wear that around Christmas, usually. The black lace-ups do what they can, but none of it hides the fact that her posture has become institutionalised. I blame the chairs. There's a lovely bougainvillea right outside the window here that makes me think of the layers of skirts those flamenco dancers wear. Bare knees in a froth of petticoats. We never made it to Spain. That was the one I wanted to save up for my 60th. We'll take Sue out for the afternoon soon. Marcus said he'll come down with the car. He's very good like that. The noose has held. Sue's shoes are still locked in place, the bow pristine. She's moving now, humming to herself. She couldn't carry a tune if you gave her a bucket. My wife was the one with the voice. There are default settings in our bodies, places we return to through an innate sense, through muscle memory, lived experience. Like salsa. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What did the teacher on the ship call it? A basic. The basic step. The way you move between all the other steps. The one you return to over and again until it stops being a step and simply becomes the way your body responds to a certain type of music. I think it helps if you danced as a child. I've looked on the internet, and there doesn't seem to be anything that contradicts my theories, but what does the medical world really know about dancing? They met when they were 8, Molly and Sue. There's a photo of them still up on the notice board at home. Hair scraped back painfully from their little pointed faces. Arms holding out imaginary skirts, each one with a leg bent behind into a curtsy. I'd call it that, and my wife would say, a reverence, and Sue would burst into laughter too, but the pair of them could never explain it to me and Norman.